Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, a team proved themselves cheap yesterday, and no, I'm not talking about the Cleveland Guardians' lack of offense. I'm talking about the Boston Red Sox dropping one from their offense yesterday and trading Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants in exchange for four players, not even 2 years into a 10-year over $250 million deal left for Devers on his contract, which the Giants will pay in full. This is a blockbuster trade that sent waves around baseball yesterday. Very interesting move for the Red Sox, who have now proven themselves goose egg for three among these long-term potential deals for all-stars.
It is, I think that for a Red Sox fan, I was listening to a little bit of Pat Boyle before the show. I think he's right about a Red Sox fan. I think that a team that has spent money before, what you've been proven to spend money and then you aren't spending money anymore, I think that that's going to really bother a lot of people. But, you know, Devers has had his own issues with not wanting to play certain positions, not wanting to do certain things. So I think that that plays into it a little bit as well about getting yourself out of there. But he gets shipped off to San Francisco. This is going to be fun to see tomorrow night where the Guardians play at San Francisco tomorrow night. It is a weird situation for the sport where you look at a team like Boston. If they are stripping salary, then I think that we need to look at where the sport is going to be here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie Betts, and now, you know, in this case, we're talking about a $300+ million player in the second year of a deal. It's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, for the last 20 years, we would just mention every time we talked about the Yankees and the Red Sox and their advantages. And when they're shedding salary now, I know they at least, you know, signed them to begin with. But when they're shedding salaries, you sit there and wonder, well, what kind of pond are we even waiting in right now?
And between this and the Matt Chapman deal, San Francisco now getting its mix in the big market bully game as well. Speaking, going from baseball to golf, yesterday, the United States Open, obviously the big story, J.J. Spahn's final putt winning him his first major title. Some sound yesterday, the other day, from Rory McIlroy, by the way, that was very interesting to me. He had not spoken to the press after six of his last major rounds. He finally spoke on Saturday and was kind of asked if not speaking to the press was among his recent major frustrations.
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. But yeah. I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years. And I'm not saying maybe not you guys, but maybe more just the whole thing.
The whole driver thing.
Yeah, that was a part of it. That was a part of it. But it's not as if, like, at Augusta, I skipped you guys on Thursday. So, it's not as if it's not out of the ordinary. I've done it before. I'm just doing it a little more often.
Is it part of the you kind of carried the tour of your boards for like 3 or 4 years now? Do you feel like you've earned a break?
I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do, yeah.
Bit of a cantankerous mood McElroy was in.
He's earned the right to do whatever he wants.
That's interesting because golf is not one of the team sports. Not like there's a city and when we think about these players, like we ask all the time, what do you think your responsibility is to do any media whatsoever? Because the media has always been a conduit to the fans, but at the same time, now players have their own ways to go directly to the fans with their podcasting. So, and their social media. In this case, golfers. Like, he didn't take the live money. He's made a fortune, obviously, with golf and his endorsements over the years and on the tours.
I don't cover the day-to-day minutia of the PGA or take it all in. So, like, when I hear Rory McIlroy being upset with the media, I go, the media loves you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do you mean that you're upset with the media? Well, if he's talking about everyday people who cover the game and travel with the PGA to their tours, well, then maybe he has a point, because the only thing I really drop in on are the majors or some of the higher non-major tournaments where everybody loves Rory and is hoping Rory wins.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, so, of course, how could you not? The Honda Open? I mean, Lord. How could you not like Rory? So, but maybe he has an everyday thing where he's just tired of answering the same old questions and the same old things about why he didn't take the live money or whatever it is, and he was upset about it. So I if I had more background, maybe I could say that he was being a baby about everything, but I'm not going to accuse him of being a baby.
Hold on. It does sound like
comes off a bit baby.
Because you're a grown man, you should be able to answer tough questions. And by the way, are you even getting tough questions? I've watched these press conferences. They're a bore. Golfer press conference. I mean, some people would say every press conference is a bore. You know, with the exception of maybe a few that are really good in front of the mic. Okay, that's fine. Golfing press conferences? Like, that's what I always like Phil Mickelson.
Jimmy Roberts says the golf.
Galf. I love Phil Mickelson because that guy is never boring to me.
Who calls it?
He's always interesting.
Thank you. Who calls it the United States Open? I've never heard one person in the history of people call it the United States Open.
Do you think there should be rebranding? Do you think it should be?
I'm
the
so
United
confused
Open.
On tournament names nowadays.
Like, it's not
that
hard. US Open.
No. It was the British Open when I was a kid. Now it's the Open Championship. The French Open in tennis has become Roland Garros. And I can't keep up with
mad.
It anymore.
Over three tournaments.
Not actually, you guys.
There's two tournaments that you.
It does sound like you kept up with it, though.
Well, you had two tournaments that maybe have changed it, and then you just threw in a third. You changed it without even changing. It's the US Open.
I do think it's interchangeable. The US Open. And the United States
it
Open.
It is?
I think so.
That's interchangeable?
You know, it's not interchangeable.
Why not the USA Open?
Listen, I'm trying to make the transition out of it. Okay, spin out of it. Go.
The NBA Finals, where it's knotted up at 2-2 after this past weekend's Thunder Game 4 victory.
I call
victory.
It the Larry O'Brien Championship.
Kind of an in...
It's called the United States Open Championship. You didn't even get the whole name right. You didn't call it the United States Open Championship at the beginning, did you?
It was called the NBA World Championship for a while there, and then the finals, they switched in the 80s.
I'm talking about golf. I'm not talking about the NBA Finals anymore.
I'm talking about basketball in this current situation because
I'm still back on you mispronouncing and missaying all the other words.
That is knotted up at 2-2 after the Thunder kind of pulled an Indiana Pacers the other night. They trailed for most of the game, came back right at the end, maybe had some controversy there among the 71 combined free throws shot between the two teams. Everyone went to Scott Foster, the official, for blame, but not Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
This kind of a challenge is going to have extreme highs and extreme lows. And this is a low right now, and we're going to have to bounce back from it.
Came to his defense a little bit in that situation there. I mean, it's just a sticky situation all around. Basically, people are like, okay, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the free throw merchant. This is part of how the Thunder got back in the game, but it got very messy towards the end.
It was really brutal. I mean, a lot of off-the-ball fouls, which is the worst. When you get to the NBA Finals and you're calling, it's one thing guys try to bait foul calls, and I thought they've, up until then, I thought they had done a nice job of not rewarding SGA and some of that stuff. Instead, this was the off-the-ball stuff. Nobody wants to see those fouls called. I know they're trying to set a tone that they're not going to allow that stuff the rest of the series, but guess what? As you get deeper into a series, even less is going to be called. So I don't know that this is going to end up benefiting anybody but Oklahoma City, because they are the team that is physical for the entirety of these games all over the...
JC on Twitter, Twitter Reactions brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says that he, being Rory McIlroy, is mad because some media folks leaked that his driver failed testing after a tournament recently.
That was another thing, too. He switched his driver four times this year.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Failed testing, like he's a NASCAR driver.
Which brought into some sticky...
plates on the drivers.
Mm. Some potential sticky details regarding his Masters victory, but that's not claimed at all.
Ooh, a sticky situation.
That's not verifiable.
What do you call the Masters?
Point.
Do you call it the Masters, or do you call it something weird?
I was going to say it's always been called the Masters, right?
I don't know, Mitch. Maybe we'll make up a different name for that by the end of the segment. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say maybe we'll make a different potential name for the remainder of this week for this segment, which is About Last Night.
He always finds a way to spin himself out of it. It's not the most elegant spin, but he always finds a way to spin himself out of it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.